Well, I'm still excited to be here. I'm still very honored to be the first U.S. ambassador to this newest nation. The country has a lot of potential. Of course, we see the problems that are existing, the conflicts in various states that are going on between ethnic groups, between rebel militia groups, but we still believe in the potential of this country, and we hope that our work here is helping them to turn things around.
You came at a very, if you like, a difficult time when the two countries were fighting each other. The people were going through some difficult time. What was your impression about what you saw after being posted here in Juba?
I would say that we always knew that this was going to be a long-term program. You know, countries don't become independent overnight and suddenly be model of democracy and human rights, good governance. We want to help them create economic opportunities for people, especially the youth, which this country has, over 70% of the population is under 30 years old. These are really big opportunities, but they're also huge challenges to find appropriate work and opportunities for the youth, education, promoting a new constitutional development process. So I think we assumed that it was going to be a long-term endeavor, even though the excitement was there. And I think the wishful thinking got us through the initial period of independence. Now with the economic crisis, we're still hoping that we can make a difference in helping the country diversify the economy, promote good governance, democracy, expand press and media freedoms. But again, it will continue to be a challenge. So we're hoping that with the talks in Addis, there will soon be some progress.
The South Sudanese people are looking at U.S. government as a friend, a helper, and a savior at the same time. But they're wondering, why is the U.S. government not challenging the government on issues of good governance, corruption, and some of these things? And you've been here for almost a year now. What is your level of engagement with the government?
I would dispute the fact that we are not challenging the government. We don't have to do it through lots and lots of public speeches. We published our human rights report. It was the first human rights report since South Sudan had become an independent state. And there was a lot of attention, and there were public comments by a number of ministers who weren't terribly happy about our human rights report. These are things that we are following up on. We have a trafficking in persons report that we will be producing again this year. These were, again, the first time that were done for South Sudan as an independent nation. They were not particularly well received reports because they are critical. But being critical doesn't mean that we don't support their efforts. What we are hoping to do is we'd like to see that there is actual accountability, not just that they make mistakes and arrest people inappropriately or violate people's fundamental freedoms, but then that they are held accountable so that people are brought up on charges, they are tried in a fair process, and then they are punished accordingly. That's what we're working toward.
A lot of analysts are saying South Sudan is at the verge of collapse because of its economic problems. What is your take on that?
Well, there's no question that the financial situation is extremely precarious. We have held a number of meetings at high levels, both here as well as in Washington. We have met together with the government of South Sudan as recently as mid-last month, August 15th, where we held discussions between a high-level senior delegation led by the Minister of Cabinet Affairs, Deng Alor. And we discussed the financial situation with other donors, including the IMF, the World Bank, the United Kingdom, the European Union, Norway, the African Development Bank. So it was quite inclusive. And we discussed the same sorts of things that all of the donors here in Juba and South Sudan are talking about. We pledged also that with the agreement on oil, that we would continue to help South Sudan with opportunities to get loans and encourage governments to do that, because even if the deal is finalized in this next week or two, it'll still take several months before the revenue itself actually begins to flow down. So in the meantime, they need to stick to their austerity budget. They need to be very vigilant in what they're doing. We have been helping with our advisors in both the Ministry of Finance and Economic Planning, as well as at the Bank of South Sudan, the Central Bank. We are hoping that they can stick to that, that they can implement the financial management system, this automated system that they have put in place. We have helped them to take that to all 10 states as well. So it's working, but these are things that will take time.